The gift of your love guides, comforts, and supports me. These words may have appeared in a Valentine's Day card. However, I recently read the words in the 60 Days of Prayer devotional, offered as a prayer of thanks to God. There was a time when I considered God to be a scorekeeper, tallying the good and bad actions of my life. I hoped for enough points in the good column to obtain the reward when the game was over. Quite different from looking at God as offering gifts of love to guide, comfort, and support me. In other words, to be in a personal relationship. Relationships. Many have been tested this past year, some strengthened, some lost. My observations are surely tainted by the pandemic and also impacted by the age I have attained. Loss of life for family members and friends seems to have taken on a much higher frequency. As I attempt to process grief and be attentive to others in mourning, I recognize a pattern in emotions. Those who have communicated expressions of love and appreciation exhibit a strength or peace to move forward. Forgiving past hurts appears to expedite healing, avoiding the enduring scars produced by anger, hatred, and regret. As I consider relationships, I look at my relationship with God. The Bible, Book of Romans, tells us nothing can separate us from the love of God. Some take comfort translating the verse to be a get-out-of-jail-free card. Then I think about a verse from Matthew 10, where Jesus says, "Whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father in heaven." So, how are your relationships? Might be time to evaluate for at least 2 minutes more.